Thank you for choosing 88FM this afternoon. It's always a pleasure to welcome back the team from Simbiti. Sports Operations Manager is Willem Rieder. Welcome. Hello, mate.
Thank you so much for having me, Dave. I really appreciate it.
Anytime. You guys are welcome anytime. And Events Manager, Nelisiwe Nkama. I nearly got it right, didn't I?
It's not close. Not so bad.
Like a seven out of ten.
If you can say this.
And I can't. I've been trying for like 40 years as anybody. So listen, welcome to both of you. First of all, Willem, tell us what you do there. It's a big job you have, operations sports manager.
Well, you can say that again. So I'm there to drive the business from the sports side of things. So it's to build the community, create the GS, and get the occupancy up, and just to drive some fun and create the GS within the estate again.
It's a fun-loving job you have.
I can say that again.
It's a beautiful part of the world to be. And Nelisiwe, tell us what you do. Events manager. What does that mean?
Well, events manager at Simbiti Country Club means you need to generate the business, make the sales, and then just make sure that your clients get exactly what it is that they're looking for at the club. Create that Simbiti experience for them so they can come back again and host more events.
Can I ask you a question? What is the strangest event that you think you've ever had at Simbiti? Or don't you want to tell me?
I haven't had one at Simbiti, but in my experience, yes. I have actually had one, and I don't think it's appropriate on air.
we go with anything. All right, I'll leave that. It was worth a try. Now then, Willem, the new multidisciplinary sports complex is a fantastic addition to the country club. Tell us about the sports complex, what facilities are available, and how it benefits residents and, of course, members as well.
Of course, the sports complex is a great addition to Simbiti Country Club. It offers modern facilities, including paddle courts, tennis courts, squash courts, bowls, a fully equipped gym, and a lap pool. These facilities give residents and members a safe, convenient place to stay active, socialize, and enjoy a healthy lifestyle without leaving the estate.
So how does it work exactly? The people who live there, do they get charged to play these sports, or is it free? Is it part of the deal? People from outside the estate, do they have to pay? How does it work?
So currently it's only for residents, and it's a pay-to-play model.
Okay, all right, simple as that. Now then, you didn't mention pickleball, which is taking the world by storm, apparently. I don't know. Are you looking at that as well?
We're definitely looking into that, I believe it's a very fast-growing sport, and I think Simbiti definitely needs an extra addition like that.
It's not great for people's knees, especially if they're over the age of 50. But anyway, that's another story. Which facilities have proven the most popular with members so far? And are the residents now engaging with all the new options that you're giving to them?
Yeah, good question, Dave. Paddle has been one of the most popular facilities, with strong daily usage and growing interest. The gym and lap pool are also very well used, especially in the mornings and the afternoons. Tennis, squash and bowls continue to attract both regular players and new members, with residents engaging through social play, coaching sessions and friendly matches.
You know, I'm very competitive. I play football my whole life, and I was watching paddle on my social media. My goodness. These guys and ladies don't mess around, do they? It's serious stuff.
You can say that again. It's very fast-paced and also a nice social factor to it.
You reckon?
Definitely.
Socially, yeah? Do you think so?
Definitely. You should try it out, Dave. You should come and join us.
No, you'd probably ban me for life, for bad language.
Maybe. No, not at all. We'll take it easy on you, Dave. Don't worry.
I like paddle, actually. It's a good game. Keep you fit. All right, are there any exciting sporting tournaments, leagues, or events planned for this year?
Yeah, of course. 2026 will include a variety of social tournaments, leagues, and fun events across paddle, tennis, squash, and bowls. These will be designed for all skill levels and will focus on participation, community involvement, and enjoyment. If I can mention one,
please do.
Thanks, Dave. Yeah, so we will have on the 28th, last Wednesday of this month, we'll have a nice bowls event, and it will be called the Simbiti Rollers, and we'll get all the bowlers out, and we'll have a real good time around the the green. And yeah, we invite everyone from Zimbiti to come and join us.
Are they competitive in bowls, or is it really social?
So it has been social. Started out just being social, but the guys are definitely getting there, and we'll definitely move forward and become more competitive.
Lovely. Great stuff. All right. Now, finally, what can sport enthusiasts, that's residents and visitors, look forward to at Zimbiti in the months ahead?
So sports enthusiasts can look forward to more structured leagues, coaching clinics, junior programs, social events, and community-based tournaments. The focus will be on growing the participation, improving facilities, and creating a vibrant sporting culture for residents of all ages.
Mm, brilliant stuff. Lovely. Now then, Nella Siwe.
Yes, Dave.
What are some of the big events on the club's 2026 calendar that members and residents should look forward to, basically?
All right, so we're basically going to look at the first quarter of the year coming up just in a couple of weeks as our Valentine's Day. So at our Victory restaurant, we will have the Secrets Garden with some amazing foods that our chefs cook, some wines, and live music as well. So at our Heron restaurant, we will be decorating biscuits and serving heart-shaped pizzas. Yeah, well, in my opinion, that's love overdose right there.
And are you going to be somebody's Valentine?
I work as an events manager, and my Valentine understands that I have to be at work and not really celebrating Valentine's.
Is he not allowed to be there? No, sorry, you're staying at home and looking after the cat. Simple as that.
Yeah, and our next event after that is the Zimbiti Uncorked. That's where we invite the wine farmers to come and advertise their wines, and our Zimbiti members can experience the variety of wines from different farmers. It's a whole festive event, and I think it went pretty well last year, even though I wasn't present at the time. So I'm really looking forward to that as well. And then we have our Mother's Day high tea for this year. So we're going to be treating our mothers to a very prestigious event, as well as a Father's Day on the 20th of June. We're going to have a Father's Day camp out with the outdoor movies, and then we're going to close it off with the Father's Day recovery.
Exciting stuff. Tell us how non-residents and visitors to Zimbiti can get involved and join in on the club's events, even if they don't live on the estate.
Well, they can pretty much join, follow us on our social media platforms. Our marketing manager, Jody, actually posts everything that we do at the club. So everybody is clued up as to what's going on at Zimbiti, and they can always be a part of it. So, yeah.
All right. Now, how does the events team, you obviously have a team underneath
yes,
you.
Yes, definitely.
Ensure that there's something for everyone, you know, from young kids right through to families, to adults, and even pensioners, I suppose.
Yeah. So we work with all the different departments, just in collaboration with all the departments, to make sure that we cater for all age groups. So we get ideas from golf, from sports, as well. Well, events department also come up with some ideas to make sure that everyone feels catered for in all the events that we plan throughout the year.
Lovely. All right, Willem, just finally, one thing you've really been excited about for Zimbiti this year, as you look ahead, whether it's a new program, growing sport, or a community initiative, what are you most looking forward to?
Yeah, it's a very good question that
I
day,
know.
So the one thing I would say I'm most excited about to see is the sports complex to be fully established as a hub of activity for the community. As more residents get involved, the goal is to grow the participation across all sports, build strong social leagues, and create an active, welcoming environment for residents of all ages.
Is it really a good vibe down there? Everybody, yeah?
Definitely. You should come and give it a go.
No, I've got to. We'll come and have a drink or two. All right. Now, finally, Nella Siwe, where can people find more information about Zimbiti events and facilities? Obviously, a website, I think.
Yes, it'll be on our website and our Instagram page as well.
Simple as that. Oh, hang on. I thought Jody wanted to speak then. No, she doesn't. Not today. Okay. All right. Guys, thank you for being here today. It's been an absolute pleasure. And you know you're welcome absolutely any time at all.
Thank you so much, Dave.
Great to talk to you. Thank you.